The following program on WFMT is made possible in part by grants from the National Endowment for the Arts and the Illinois Arts Council, a state agency. This broadcast contains material and language of an explicit adult nature that may be offensive to some people. Parents are advised to use discretion in allowing children or teenagers to listen.
Neither rain, nor sleet, nor snow, nor dread of night shall stay the slave Diabetes from his appointed rounds.
I'm tired, I'm weary, I'm sick, I can't go on. My hand is shaking. All around me, men dying. War and misery. Brother against brother. The South, rich in tradition. The North, mostly industrial. President Lincoln sending the Union Army to destroy the old plantation. The old homestead. Cotton coming down the river.
What's this, sir?
Lousy, Miss Eva, I can't cross the ice. Oh, it's General Beauregard and Robert E. Lee.
It's Diabetes.
I got carried away.
Come here. What
the Executive Financial Center of Continental Bank presents Chicago Radio Theater. Produced by the National Radio Theater of Chicago and WFMT. Good evening and welcome. I'm your host for Chicago Radio Theater, Mel Zellman. Tonight we're proud to present Woody Allen, Tony Roberts, and Avery Schreiber in the National Radio Theater production of Woody Allen's comedy, God. Curtain going up in just a moment. Today's modern business and professional women have learned that one price of success is that less time is available for personal business matters. Well, Continental Bank would like to remind these successful women, and men too for that matter, that the Executive Financial Center can do a good deal to free up your time. In the quiet, comfortable offices, you'll meet with your own personal banker, who'll get to know your financial position and objectives. So when it comes time to take care of important personal business, such as taxes, investments, and trusts, your banker will be able to explain concisely the possibilities available to you, and then carry out your decisions quickly. Even small day-to-day financial needs like savings and checking are expedited quickly. To learn more of what Continental means when they say, we'll find a way, call 828-6100 for a personal appointment. The center is located in the historic Rookery Building, 209 South LaSalle. If having your own personal banker appeals to you, then call 828-6100 for an appointment. The National Radio Theater would like you to have a copy of the free Chicago Radio Theater audio bill. It's issued four times throughout the season, and it provides you with an advanced synopsis of all our radio theater plays. With the audio bill, you have a handy listening guide to all the upcoming performances, such as Algis Budras' science fiction thriller Rogue Moon, and Sings, the Playboy of the Western World. To get on the audio bill mailing list, just call WFMT tonight, during or after tonight's broadcast. Operators will be on duty throughout the program to take your calls. The number to call is 751-7100. Or you can pick up your free audio bill at Continental Bank's Executive Financial Center, 209 South LaSalle. And now the Executive Financial Center of Continental Bank invites you to enjoy tonight's play.
Welcome to the B'nai B'rith Festival Playhouse for a special National Radio Theater of Chicago broadcast of a new drama by Woody Allen called God, featuring Avery Schreiber and Tony Roberts. The lights are dimming. The curtain is about to go up. The audience is responding to a beautiful set representing the Theater Dionysus in classical Athens, designed by Joe Melziner. Messrs. Schreiber and Roberts enter in costumes by Patricia Ziprot. They speak.
Nothing. Just nothing.
What?
Meaningless. It's empty.
The ending.
Of course.
What are we discussing? We're discussing the ending.
We're always discussing the ending.
Because it's hopeless.
I admit it's unsatisfying.
Unsatisfying? It's not even believable. The trick is to start at the ending when you write a play. Get a good, strong ending and then write backwards.
I've tried that. I got a play with no beginning.
That's absurd.
Absurd? What's absurd?
Every play must have a beginning, middle, and end.
Why?
Because everything in nature has a beginning, middle, and end.
What about a circle?
Okay, a circle has no beginning, middle, or end, but they're not much fun either.
Diabetes, think of an ending. We open in 3 days at the most important drama festival here in ancient Athens.
Well, not me. I'm not opening in this turkey. I have a reputation as an actor, a following. My public expects to see me in a suitable vehicle.
May I remind you, you're a starving, out-of-work actor whom I've generously consented to let appear in my play in an effort to assist your comeback?
Starving, yes. Out of work, perhaps. Hoping for a comeback, maybe. But a drunkard?
I never said you were a drunkard.
Yes, but I'm also a drunkard.
What if your character ripped a dagger from his robes and in a fit of frenzied frustration tore away at his own eyes until he blinded himself?
Yeah, it's a great idea. Have you eaten anything today?
What's wrong with it?
It's depressing. The audience will take one look at it.
I know. Make that funny sound with their lips.
It's called hissing.
Just once I want to win the competition. Once before my life is over, I want my play to take first prize. And it's not the free case of Ouzo I care about. It's the honor.
What if the king suddenly changed his mind? There's a positive idea.
He'd never do it.
If the queen convinced him?
She wouldn't. She's a bitch.
But if the Trojan army surrendered?
They'd fight to the death.
Not if Agamemnon reneged on his promise?
It's not in his nature.
But I could suddenly take up arms, make a stand.
Oh, it's against your character. You're a coward, an insignificant, wretched slave with the intelligence of a worm. Why do you think I cast you?
I've just given you 6 possible endings.
Each one more clumsy than the last.
It's the play that's clumsy.
Human beings don't behave that way. It's not in their nature.
What does their nature mean? We're stuck with a hopeless ending.
As long as man is a rational animal, as a playwright, I cannot have a character do anything on stage he wouldn't do in real life.
May I remind you that we don't exist in real life?
What do you mean?
You are aware that we are characters in a play right now in some Broadway theater? Don't get mad at me. I didn't write it.
I mean, we're characters in a play, and soon we're going to see my play, which is a play within a play, and the audience out front is watching us.
Yes. It's highly metaphysical, isn't it?
Well, it's not only metaphysical, it's stupid.
Would you rather be one of them?
Definitely not. Look at them.
Then let's get on with it.
They paid to get in.
Hepatitis, I'm talking to you.
I know. The problem is the ending.
It's always the ending.
Do you folks have any suggestions?
Stop talking to the audience. I'm sorry I mentioned them.
It's bizarre, isn't it? I mean, we're 2 ancient Greeks in Athens, and we're about to see a play I wrote and you're acting in. And they're from Queens or some terrible place like that. And they're watching us in someone else's play. Hey, what if their character's in another play and someone's watching them? Or what if nothing exists and we're all in somebody's dream? Or what's worse, what if only that fat guy in the third row exists?
That's my point. What if the universe is not rational and people are not set things? Then we could change the ending, and it wouldn't have to conform to any fixed notions. You follow me?
Of course not. You follow him? He's an actor. He eats at Sardi's.
Play characters would have no determined traits and could choose their own characters. I wouldn't have to be the slave just because you wrote it that way. I could choose to become a hero.
But then there's no play.
No play. Good. I'll be at Sardi's.
Diabetes, what you're suggesting is chaos.
Is freedom chaos?
Is freedom chaos? That's a toughie. Is freedom chaos? Does anybody out there major in philosophy?
I did.
Who's that?
Actually, I majored in gym with a philosophy minor. Can you come up here?
What the hell are you doing?
Does it matter if it was Brooklyn College?
Brooklyn College? No, we'll take anything.
I am really pissed off.
What's eating you?
We're in the middle of a play. Who is she?
Look, in 5 minutes, the Athenian Drama Festival begins, and I have no ending for my play.
So?
Serious philosophical questions have been raised. Do we exist? Does the audience exist? What is the true nature of human character?
Hi, I'm Doris Levine.
Well, I'm Hepatitis, and this is Diabetes. We're ancient Greeks.
I'm from Great Neck.
Get her off the stage.
She's very sexy.
What has that got to do with it?
The basic philosophical question is, if a tree falls in the forest and no one is around to hear it, how do we know it makes a noise?
How do we know?
Well, why do we care? We're on 45th Street.
Will you go to bed with me?
Leave her alone.
Mind your own business.
Can we lower the curtain here just for a few minutes? Sit there. It'll be a quickie.
But this is outrageous. It's absurd. Don't you have a friend?
Sure. Diane, you want to come up here? I got something going with a couple of Greeks. She's shy.
Well, we have a play to do. I'm going to report this to the author.
I am the author.
I mean the original author.
Diabetes, I think I can score with her.
What do you mean, score? You mean intercourse. With all these people watching?
I'll lower the curtain. Some of them even do it. Not many, probably.
You idiot. You're fictional. She's Jewish. You know what the children will be like?
Come on, maybe we can get a friend up here. Huh?
Diane? This is a chance for a date with Avery Schreiber. You know, he's a big actor, lots of TV commercials.
Get me an outside line.
I don't want to cause any trouble.
Oh, it's no trouble. It's just that we seem to have lost touch with reality here.
Who knows what reality really is?
You're so right, Doris.
So often people think they grasp reality when what they're really responding to is fakiositude.
I have an urge toward you that I'm sure is real.
Is sex real?
Well, even if it's not, it's still one of the best fake activities a person can do.
Don't! Not here.
Why not?
I don't know. That's my line.
Have you ever made it with a fictional character before?
The closest I came was an Italian.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Allen's residence.
Hello, may I speak to Mr. Allen?
Who's calling, please?
One of the characters in his play.
One second. Mr. Allen, there's a fictional character on the line.
Now we'll see what happens to you lovebirds.
Hello?
Mr. Allen?
Yes?
This is Diabetes.
Who?
Diabetes. I'm a character you created.
Oh, yes, I remember who you are. You're a badly drawn character, very one-dimensional.
Thanks.
Hey, isn't the play on now?
That's what I'm calling about. You see, we got a strange girl up on the stage, and she won't get off. And Hepatitis is suddenly hot for her.
What does she look like?
Well, she's pretty, but she doesn't belong, you see.
Is she blonde?
Brunette, long hair.
Nice legs?
Yes.
Good breast?
Very nice.
Keep her there. I'll be right over.
Well, she's a philosophy student, but she's got no real answers. Typical product of the Brooklyn College cafeteria.
That's funny. I used that line and played again, Sam, to describe a girl.
Well, I hope it got a better laugh there.
Put her on.
On the phone?
Sure.
It's for you.
I've seen him in the movies. Get rid of him.
He wrote the play.
It's pretentious.
She won't speak to you. She says your play is pretentious.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, call me back and let me know how the play ends.
Can I have a part in your play?
I don't understand. Are you an actress or a girl playing an actress?
I always wanted to be an actress. Mother hoped I'd become a nurse. Dad felt I should marry into society.
So what do you do for a living?
I work for a company that makes deceptively shallow serving dishes for Chinese restaurants.
Diabetes, hepatitis, it's me, trichinosis.
Oh,
hey, how you doing? Mm. Hey, listen, I've just come from a discussion with Socrates at the Acropolis, and he proved that I didn't exist. So I'm a little upset. Still, word has it that you need an ending for your play, and I think I have just the thing.
Really?
Who's she?
Doris Levine.
Not from Great Neck.
Yes.
Listen, do you know the Rappaports?
Myron Rappaport?
Yeah, we both work for the Liberal Party.
What a coincidence.
And you had an affair with Mayor Lindsay?
I wanted to. He wouldn't.
What's the ending?
You know, you're much prettier than I imagined.
Really?
Yeah, I'd like to sleep with you right now.
Well, tonight's my night. Please, I'm a virgin. Is that my line?
Please, I'm a virgin. Yes.
What's the goddamn ending?
Huh? Oh, fellas?
Come on, keep it over to the side. Look at the size of this dude.
What the hell is that?
The ending for your play.
I don't understand.
This machine, which I've spent 6 months designing in my brother-in-law's shop, holds the answer.
How?
In the final scene, when all looks black and Diabetes, the humble slave, is in a position most hopeless,
yes.
Zeus, father of the gods, descends dramatically from on high and brandishing his thunderbolts brings salvation to a grateful but impotent group of mortals.
Deus ex machina.
Hey, that's a great name for this thing.
My father works for Westinghouse.
I still don't get it.
Well, wait till you see this thing in action. It flies Zeus in. I'm going to make a fortune with this invention. Sophocles put a deposit on one. Euripides wants two.
But that changes the meaning of the play.
Don't speak till you see a demonstration. Bursitis, get into the flying harness, would you?
Mm-hmm.
Look, do what I say. You won't believe this.
I'm afraid of that thing.
He's kidding. Go ahead, you idiot. We're on the verge of a sale. He'll do it.
I don't like heights.
Get into it and hurry up. Let's go. Get into the zoo suit. A demonstration.
I want to call my agent.
But you're saying God comes in at the end and saves everything.
Oh, I love it. It gives the people their money's worth.
Right. It's like those Hollywood Bible movies.
But if God saves everything, man is not responsible for his actions.
You wonder why you're not invited to more parties.
But without God, the universe is meaningless. Life is meaningless. We're meaningless. I have a sudden and overpowering urge to get laid.
Now I'm not in the mood.
Really? Would anyone in the audience care to make it with me?
Now stop that. She's not serious, folks.
I'm depressed.
What's bothering you?
I don't know if I believe in God.
I am serious.
Well, if there's no God, who created the universe?
I'm not sure yet.
What do you mean you're not sure yet? When are you gonna know?
Anybody out there want to sleep with me?
I'll sleep with that girl if nobody else will.
Will you, sir?
What's wrong with everybody? A beautiful girl like that. Aren't there any red-blooded men in the audience? You're all a bunch of New York left-wing Jewish intellectual commie pinkos.
Sit down, will you? Sit down.
Okay.
Who are you?
Lorenzo Miller. I created this audience. I'm a writer.
What do you mean?
Well, I wrote... A large group of people from Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, and Long Island come to the Golden Theater and watch a play, and there they are.
You mean they're fictional, too?
Mm-hmm.
They're not free to do as they please?
Well, they think they are, but they always do what's expected of them.
I'm not fictional.
Oh, I'm sorry, madam, but you are.
But I have a son at Harvard Business School.
I created your son. He's fictional. Not only is he fictional, but he's homosexual.
I'll show you how fictional I am. I'm leaving this theater and getting my money back. This is a stupid play. In fact, it's no play. I go to the theater. I want to see something with a story, with a beginning, middle, and an end. Instead of this bullshit, good night.
Oh, isn't he a great character? I wrote him very angry. Later, he feels guilty and commits suicide. Waiter!
I'm sorry. Did I do it too soon?
Oh, you get out of here.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll be at Sardi's.
It's terrible being fictional. We're all so limited.
Well, only by the limits of the playwright. Unfortunately, we happen to be written by Woody Allen. Think if you were written by Shakespeare.
I don't accept it. I'm a free man, and I don't need God flying in to save my play. I'm a good writer.
You want to win the Athenian Drama Festival, don't you?
Yes. I want to be immortal. I don't want to just die and be forgotten. I want my words to live on long after my physical body has passed away. I want future generations to know I existed. Please, don't!
Don't let me be a meaningless dot drifting through eternity.
I thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to accept this Tony Award and thank David Merrick.
I don't care what anybody says. I'm real.
Not really.
I think, therefore I am. Or better yet, I feel. I have an orgasm.
You do?
All the time.
Oh, really?
Very frequently.
Oh, yes.
Most of the time I do, yes.
Oh, yes.
At least half the time.
No.
I do, with certain men.
Hard to believe.
Well, not necessarily through intercourse. Usually it's oral.
Oh,
of course, I fake it, too. I don't want to insult anybody.
Have you ever had an orgasm?
Not really.
Because none of us are real.
But if we're not real, we can't die.
No. Not unless the playwright decides to kill us.
Well, why would he do something like that?
Sugar, it satisfies something called their aesthetic sensibilities.
Well, who are you?
Blanche. Blanche DuBois. It means white woods. Oh, don't get up, please. I was just passing through.
What are you doing here?
Seeking refuge. Yes, in this old theater. I couldn't help overhearing your conversation. Could I get a Coke with a little bourbon in it?
Is the 7-Up okay?
Where the hell were you?
I went to the bathroom.
In the middle of the play?
What play? Will you explain to him that we're all limited?
I'm afraid it's all too true. Too true. And too ghastly. That's why I ran out of my play. Escaped! Oh, not that Mr. Tennessee Williams is not a very great writer, but, honey, he dropped me in the middle of a nightmare. The last I remember, I was being taken out by two strangers, one who held a straitjacket. Once outside the Kowalski residence, I broke free and ran. I've got to get into another play. A play where God exists. Somewhere where I can rest at last. That's why you must put me into your play and allow Zeus, young and handsome Zeus, to triumph with his thunderbolt.
You went to the bathroom?
Ready for a demonstration?
A demonstration! How wonderful!
Ready out there? Okay, this is the end of the play. Everything looks hopeless for the slave. All other means desert him. He prays. Go ahead, please.
Oh, Zeus, great God, we are confused and helpless mortals. Please be merciful and change our lives. A great Zeus...
Let's go, fellas, for Christ's sake. Come on.
Great God.
I am Zeus, God of gods, worker of miracles, creator of the universe, and I bring salvation to all.
Fatal Westinghouse sees this.
Hepatitis, what do you think?
I love it. It's better than I expected. It's dramatic. It's flamboyant. I'm going to win the festival. I'm a winner. It's so religious. Look, I got chills. Doris.
Not now.
I must do some immediate rewrites.
I'll rent you my God machine for $26.50 an hour.
Lorenzo. Can you introduce my play?
Why, sure. Go ahead.
Lower the curtain. We're going to need a minute or two to get this set up.
We shall return with the slave of Hepatitis after this brief intermission.
What the hell's going on?
Chicago Radio Theater is brought to you each Monday night at 8 over WFMT by Continental Bank's Executive Financial Center. We'd like to remind you that the National Radio Theater publishes a free audio bill 4 times a season, and you can call in now for your copy. Operators are on duty throughout and following tonight's program. The number is 751-7100. The audio bill is a very handy listening guide that will give you background information on all of the Chicago Radio Theater presentations, including productions by the National Radio Theater and also BBC productions. So call now, or if you happen to be in the loop, stop by Continental Bank's Executive Financial Center at 209 South LaSalle for your free copy. It seems the more successful one is in business, the more others want your time. And that means a busy, successful executive rarely has the time to devote to personal finances. Unless, of course, that person knows about Continental Bank's Executive Financial Center. There, for a change, someone will be devoted to taking less of your time. You'll have your own banker with whom you can discuss your financial position and objectives in the quiet, comfortable atmosphere of the center. Securing the services of an experienced banker gives you someone who knows your position and can help make decision-making easier on matters like finances, taxes, and investments. Also, your banker can expedite your day-to-day banking needs, such as savings and checking, leaving you more time for more important concerns. If the idea of having your own Executive Financial Center banker appeals to you, Continental Bank invites you to call 828-6100 for an appointment. The center is conveniently located at 209 South LaSalle in the historic Rookery Building. That one call to 828-6100 can go a long way to saving you time on your personal financial needs. And you'll understand Continental better when they say, "We'll find a way."
Good evening and welcome to the Athenian Drama Festival. Oh, we've got a great show for you tonight. A new play by Hepatitis of Rhodes entitled The Slave. Yay! Starring Diabetes as the slave with Bursitis as Zeus, Blanche DuBois, and Doris Levine from Great Neck.
Good old Doris!
This show is brought to you by
Gregory Londo's Lamb Restaurant, just opposite the Parthenon. Don't be a Medusa with snakes in your hair when you're looking for a place to dine out. Try Gregory Londo's Lamb Restaurant. Remember, Homer liked it, and he was blind.
Cue the chorus.
Gather round, ye Greeks, and heed the story of Philippides. Once so wise, so passionate, so steeped in the glories of Greece.
My point is, what are we going to do with such a big horse?
But they want to give it to us for nothing.
So what? Who needs it? It's a big wooden horse. What the hell are we going to do with it? It's not even a pretty horse. Mark my words, Cratinus, as a Greek statesman, I would never trust the Trojans. You notice they never take a day off?
Did you hear about Cyclops? He got a middle eye infection.
Philippides, where is that slave?
Coming, master.
Philippides, oh, there you are. Mm-hmm. There's work to be done. The grapes need picking. My chariot must be repaired. We need water from the well, and you're out schmoozing.
I wasn't schmoozing, master. I was discussing politics.
A slave discussing politics?
Oh, that's rich.
I'm sorry, master.
You and the new Hebrew slave clean the house. I'm expecting guests. Then get on with all the other tasks.
The new Hebrew?
Doris Levine.
You call?
Clean up. Let's go. Hurry on.
Poor Pheidippides, a slave, and like all slaves, he longed for one thing.
To be taller.
to be free.
I don't want to be free.
No.
I like it this way. I know what's expected of me. I'm taken care of. I don't have to make any choices. I was born a slave and I'll die a slave. I have no anxiety.
Oh.
What do you know, chorus boys? Give me a Doris.
Don't!
Why not? Doris, you know my heart is heavy with love. Or as you, the Hebrews, are fond of saying, I have a thing for you.
It can't work.
Why not?
Because you like being a slave and I hate it. I want my freedom. I want to travel and write books, live in Paris, maybe start a woman's magazine.
What's the big deal about freedom? It's dangerous. To know one's place is safe. Don't you see, Doris? Governments change hands every week, darling. Political leaders murder one another. Cities are sacked. People are tortured. If there's a war, who do you think gets killed? The free people! But we're safe because no matter who's in power, they all need someone to do the heavy cleaning. Now, come here.
Don't! While I'm still a slave, I can never enjoy sex.
Would you be willing to fake it?
Forget it.
Ooh. And then one day the fates were to have.
Oh, honey, look at
this. Isn't he cute? Smile.
Jeez. Hi, we're the fates. I'm Bob.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Bob and Wendy Fate. We need someone to take an urgent message to the king.
The king?
You would be doing mankind a great service.
I would?
Yes, but it's a dangerous mission, and even though you are a slave, you may say no.
No.
But it will give you a chance to see the palace in all its glory.
And the reward is your freedom.
My freedom, yes. Well, I'd love to help you, but I have a roast in the stove.
Let me do it.
It's too dangerous for a woman.
Oh, she's a very fast runner.
Pheidippides, how can you refuse?
When you're a coward, certain things come easy.
Oh, we beg of you, please.
The fate of mankind hangs in the balance.
We'll raise the reward. Freedom for you and any person of your choice.
Plus a 16-piece starter set of silverware.
Pheidippides, here's our chance.
Go ahead, you jerk.
A dangerous mission followed by personal freedom? I'm getting nauseous.
Here, take this message to the king.
Well, why can't you take it?
We're leaving for New York in a few hours. Now smile.
Pheidippides, you say you love me?
I do. Dude.
Let's go, Pheidippides. The play is bogging down.
Decisions, decisions. I'll get it. I'm coming. I'm coming. Hello?
Can you take the goddamn message to the king? We'd all like to get the hell out of here.
I'll do it. But only because Woody asked me to.
Or Professor Higgins.
It's the wrong show, you idiots.
Good luck, Pheidippides.
You're really gonna need it.
What do you mean?
Oh, Bob here, he's such a practical joker.
After we're free, we can go to bed, and maybe for once I'll enjoy it.
Well, pardon me, but sometimes a little grass before you make it.
You're a writer.
I couldn't resist.
Go!
I'm going.
And so Pheidippides set out on his journey, bearing an important message for King Oedipus.
King Oedipus?
Yes.
I hear he lives with his mother.
Over deep mountains, through high valleys.
Oh, high mountains and deep valleys. Where did we get this chorus?
At all times at the mercy of the Furies.
The Furies are having dinner with the Fates. They went to Chinatown, the Hong Fat Noodle Company.
Sam Woe's is better.
Well, there's always a line at Sam Woe's.
Not if you ask for Lee. He'll see you, but you have to tip him.
Yesterday, I was a lousy slave. Never having ventured beyond my master's property. Today, I carry a message to the king himself. I see the world. Soon I'll be a free man. Suddenly, human possibilities are opening up for me. And because of it, I have an uncontrollable urge to throw up. Oh, well.
Days turn into weeks, weeks into months. Still, Pheidippides struggles on.
Can you turn off the goddamn wind machine?
Poor Pheidippides, mortal man.
I'm tired, I'm weary, I'm sick, I can't go on. My hand is shaking. All around me, men dying. War and misery. Brother against brother. The South, rich in tradition. The North, mostly industrial. President Lincoln sending the Union Army to destroy the old plantation. The old homestead. Cotton coming down the river. Lousy, lousy, Miss Eva. I can't cross the ice. Oh, it's General Beauregard and Robert E. Lee. Look at
them. Oh, it's diabetes.
I got carried away.
Come here. What the hell are you doing?
Where's the palace? I'm walking around for days out here. What kind of play is this? Where the hell's the goddamn palace? In Bensonhurst?
You're at the palace if you'll stop ruining my play. Guard! Come on now, shape up.
Who are you?
Pheidippides.
What brings you to the palace?
The palace? I'm here.
Yes, this is the royal palace. The most beautiful structure in all of Greece. marble, majestic, and completely rent-controlled.
I bear a message for the king.
Oh, yes, he's expecting you.
And my throat is parched, and I have not eaten for days.
I will summon the king.
Well, what about a roast beef sandwich?
I will get the king and a roast beef sandwich. How do you want that?
Medium.
One medium. You get a vegetable with that?
What do you got?
Well, let's see. Today we got carrots or a baked potato?
I'll have the baked potato.
Coffee?
Yeah, please. And a toasted bow tie if you have one. And the king.
Right. Let me allow me to go with a regular coffee. Hey, here we are in ancient Greece. Oh, there's that cute little cave again. How'd you like the palace?
Oh, I loves it.
Well, here's the camera, dear. Now you take one of us together.
Okay.
I thought you two were going back to New York.
You know how fate is.
Unreliable. Take it easy.
Gee, that's a pretty flower in your lapel there, Mr. Fate. Can I smell your flower?
Why, sure. I'm sorry. I just couldn't resist right that. Right. Shake.
He just loves play tricks on people.
You chorus. You knew he was out to get me.
He's a scream.
But why didn't you warn me?
We don't like to get involved.
You know a woman was stabbed to death on the BMT while 16 people looked on and didn't help?
We read it in the Daily News and it was the IRT.
If one person had the guts to help her, maybe she'd be here today.
I am here.
I had to open my mouth.
A woman works her whole life on DeKalb Avenue. I'm reading the Post. Six hooligans, dope addicts, grab me and throw me down.
There weren't six, there were three.
Three, six. They had a knife. They wanted my money.
You should have given it to them.
I did. They still stabbed me.
That's New York. You give them the money and they still stab you.
New York, it's everywhere. I was walking with Socrates in downtown Athens, and two youths from Sparta jump out from behind the Acropolis. They want all our money.
What happened?
Socrates proved to them, using simple logic, that evil was merely ignorance of the truth.
And
they broke his nose.
I just hope your message for the king is good news.
I hope so for his sake.
For your sake.
Right. And what do you mean, for my sake? What is that? What happens if it's bad news?
In ancient times, when a messenger brought a message to the king, if the news was good, the messenger received the reward.
Free passes to the Lowy's 86th Street.
But if the news was bad...
Yeah, don't tell me.
The king would have the messenger put to death.
Are we in ancient times?
Can't you tell by what you're wearing?
I see what you mean. Epididus!
Sometimes the messenger would have his head cut off. If the king was in a forgiving mood.
A forgiving mood? He cuts your head off?
Yeah, but if the news is really bad...
Then the messenger is roasted to death.
Over a slow fire.
It's been so long since I was roasted to death over a slow fire, I can't remember if I like it or not.
Take our word for it, you won't like it.
Where's Doris Levine? If I get my hands on that Hebrew slave from Great Neck...
She can't help you. She's miles away.
Doris! Where the hell are you?
What do you want?
What are you doing out there in the audience? What do you mean you got bored? Get up here. I'm up to my ass in trouble because of you.
Excuse me, sir. I'm sorry, Pheidippides. How did I know what happened in ancient history? I studied philosophy.
If the news is bad, I die.
Hi, Harder.
Is this your idea of freedom?
Win a couple, lose a couple.
Win a couple, lose a couple? Is that what they teach you at Brooklyn College?
Hey, man, get off my back.
If the news is bad, I'm finished. Wait a minute. The news. The news, the message. I got it right here. For best supporting actor, the winner is Tony Roberts.
Thank you. I'd like to accept this Tony Award and thank David Merrick for...
Get off. I read the wrong message.
Hurry, the king is coming.
Yeah. See if he has my sandwich, will
you? Hurry, Pheidippides.
Here it is. The message is one word.
Yes?
How'd you know?
Know what?
That the message is yes.
Is that good or bad?
Yes. Yes is affirmative. No, isn't it? Yes.
What if the question is, does the queen have the clap?
I see your point.
His Majesty the King!
Make way for the king! Make way for the king!
Make way for the king.
Sire, does the queen have the clap?
Who ordered this roast beef?
I did, sire. Is that carrots? Because I asked for a baked potato.
We're out of baked potatoes.
Well, then take it back. I'll go across the street.
The message, he has the message.
Shh. Humble slave, do you have a message for me?
Humble king, sorry. Yes, as a matter of fact.
Good.
Can you tell me the question?
First, the message.
No, you first.
Oh, no, you.
No, you.
Oh, no, no you.
Make the Dippities go first.
Him?
Yes.
How can I?
Schmuck, you're the king.
Oh, of course, I'm the king. What is the message?
The message is, you know. Maybe.
He's lying.
The message, slave?
It is one word, sire.
One word?
It's amazing, isn't it? Because for the same money, he's allowed 14 words.
A one-word answer to my question of questions? Is there a god?
That's the question?
That is the only question.
Well, then I'm proud to give you the message. The word is yes.
Yes?
Yes.
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 Your turn.
Yes.
Isn't that fabulous?
I know what you're thinking. A little reward for your faithful messenger. But our freedom is more than enough. On the other hand, if you insist on showing your appreciation, I think diamonds are always in good taste.
If there is a god, then man is not responsible. And I will surely be judged for my sins.
You pardon me?
Judged for my sins, my crimes, very horrible crimes. I am doomed. This message you bring me dooms me for eternity.
Did I say yes? I meant no.
The message is yes, sire.
This is the worst possible news.
Sire, it's not my fault. I'm a lowly messenger. I don't create the message. I merely transmit it. It's like Her Majesty's clap.
You would be torn apart by wild horses.
I knew you'd understand.
But he's only the messenger. You can't have him torn apart by wild horses. You usually roast them over a slow fire.
Too good for this scum.
Wait, when the weatherman predicts rain, do you kill the weatherman?
Yes.
I see. Well, I'm dealing with a schizophrenic.
Seize him.
Wait, sire, a word in my defense.
Yes?
This is only a play.
That's what they all say. Give me your sword. I want the pleasure of this kill myself.
No, no. Oh, why did I get us into this?
Don't worry, you're young. You'll find somebody else.
That's true.
Die!
Oh, Zeus, god of gods, come forward with your thunderbolt and save me. Oh, Zeus! Oh, Zeus!
And now, die!
Oh, Zeus, where the hell is Zeus?
For Christ's sake, let's go with the machine. Lower him.
It's stuck.
Oh, great Zeus!
All men come to the same end.
I'm not gonna stand here and let him get stabbed like I was on the BMT.
Stab her!
That's twice this week. Son of a bitch.
Oh, great Zeus! Help me!
Sidus is caught in the wires.
Something's wrong with the machine. It's out of joint.
At last, the entrance of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God? God? Yeah. God. Come on. God? Are you okay? Oh, my God. Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor.
The machine got screwed up. Strychnosis, get off. You're ruining the play.
God is dead.
Is he covered by anything?
Ad lib.
What?
Ad lib the ending.
Somebody pulled the wrong lever.
His neck is broken.
Well, messenger, see what you've done?
I'll take that sword.
What the hell are you doing?
Kill me, huh? Doris, get over here.
Philippides, what are you doing?
Hey, Hippotitus, he's ruining the end.
What are you doing, Philippides? The king should kill you.
Says who? Where is it written?
No, I choose to kill the king.
Leave me alone. He's crazy. Stop.
Take that.
That tickles.
He's definitely dead. We better move him.
We don't want to get involved.
Slave decides to be a hero.
Hey, what the hell are you doing?
Take that.
I love you, Pheidippides.
And you take this.
Please, I'm not in the mood.
My play. My play. Where's the Where are you all going?
I'm going to call my agent at the William Morris Agency, Saul Mishkin. He'll know what to do.
But this is a very serious play with a message. If it falls apart, they'll never get the message.
The theater is for entertainment. There's an old saying, if you want to send a message, call Western Union.
I have a telegram for the audience. It's the author's message.
Who's he?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
It's the wrong message.
Oh, I'm sorry. Here it is. God is dead. Stop. You're on your own. And it's signed the Moskowitz Billiard Board Company.
Of course, anything is possible. I'm the hero now.
I just know I'm going to have an orgasm. I know it.
Doris Levine can definitely have an orgasm. Stop. If she wants to, stop. Hey!
Oh, stop!
There is no more reality. Absolutely none.
Gashly! Oh, help me! Help me! Will somebody please save me from this madman? I have always depended on the kindness of strangers.
I'm not going home to Forest Hills. I'm tired of working on Wall Street. I'm sick of the Long Island Expressway.
My play. My play. Well, it was a good play. All it needed was an ending. But what did it mean?
Nothing. Just nothing.
What?
Meaningless. It's empty.
The ending.
Of course.
What are we discussing? We're discussing the ending.
We're always discussing the ending.
Because it's hopeless.
I admit it's unsatisfying.
Unsatisfying? It's not even believable. The trick is to start at the ending when you write a play. Get a good, strong ending and then write backwards.
I've tried that. I got a play with no beginning.
That's absurd.
Absurd? What's absurd?
You have been listening to the National Radio Theater of Chicago production of God by Woody Allen. You have heard Avery Schreiber as Diabetes, Tony Roberts as Hepatitis, and Elizabeth Geist as Doris Levine. Woody Allen played himself. The play also included performances by Preston Becker, Hal Frank, Michelle M. Faith, Gary Gears, Dorothy Jordan, and Bill Whitfield. The play was produced and directed by Yuri Rozovsky. Barry Redman engineered. And I am John Doremus.